Welcome to Here I Am, Lord, a weekly faith-filled program about learning to say yes to Jesus in the ordinary moments of everyday life. Join Marta Kyle as she invites you to grow in faith, recognize God's voice in daily life, and discover simple ways to follow Christ more faithfully each day.
Well, welcome, welcome.
Hello, hello.
I am Marta Kyle.
And I am Tara Wolfington.
And we're so grateful that you're with us today. We're grateful to be here with you today. So thank you for tuning in. And it's a beautiful day outside today. It was cold this morning, right?
Freezing. Yes.
And then all of a sudden in the afternoon, it's bright and sunny and beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My outdoor plants all froze last night.
Oh, that's such a shame.
Yeah. I was a little sad about that. I took them out just a wee bit too early.
Just a wee bit. 24 hours, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have an exciting program planned for you, but before we get started, we just have some sad news to share, and we're going to share with you that a longtime volunteer and loyal listener to In His Sign Catholic Radio, Gloria Duca, has passed away. She has gone to her eternal reward with the Lord, and Gloria was born on passed away on April 7th, 2026. She's the beloved wife of late John A. Duca. She was the devoted mother of John, who's married to Donna, Gregory with Ilana, Stephen, married to Anna, Matthew, married to Rochelle, Duca, grandmother, and she was the grandmother to Jenna and Olivia, Veronica, Aviana, Marissa, Alexander, and Alexa Duca. She was the great-grandmother of Julia Hayes. Wow, that's amazing. She's had a long, beautiful, full life.
Yeah.
And we are very sorry for her loss. May her soul, eternal rest, be granted unto her, Lord, and perpetual peace for her and her family.
Amen.
Amen. And relatives and friends are invited to her viewing Tuesday, April 14th, 2026, 10 to 11 a.m., and that will be held at St. Richard's Church, which is located at 18th and Pollock Street in Philadelphia. And followed her funeral mass is at 11 a.m., and the interment is at Holy Cross Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that contributions be made to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. And that's that. That is the information. So, Gloria Duca, rest in peace. I'm going to say a quick Hail Mary for Gloria.
Okay.
In the Father, and the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And today, we're going to talk about Divine Mercy Sunday because that's what's coming up this weekend. It's actually a really exciting weekend, isn't it?
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. So the astronauts are landing tomorrow, right?
At 8 o'clock,
Artemis II. Most of us will probably be at the Divine Mercy Retreat listening to Kathleen, but that's a monumental event, so please keep them in your prayers.
Yes, it's
The re-entry. And that's, they said it's more dangerous. The re-entry is actually more dangerous than takeoff and the trip around the moon. I mean, it's all high risk, but they said re-entry into the universe, there's so much heat, and there's, you know, it takes a lot of force.
When they hit the universe, they have to turn the ship in such a way that it breaks the barrier.
Yeah.
Doesn't bounce them back into space.
Right.
That was kind of scary to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
But they've done it before a couple times, so I think they'll be...
Yes.
Lord willing, they'll be okay.
Yeah.
But some of the things they've had to say are fabulous.
Yes, yes. And they a lot of them were commenting on truly the beauty of the Earth, right? In contrast to the vast darkness that you see in space. Is her mic not on? The vast darkness in space, and that they can see the beauty of the earth and how what a magical.
Can you hear me?
Sorry for the interruption.
You want to pass me the other one?
Oh, yeah. So, sorry. Hold on. We're going to try. Let's see if we can make this work. I'm actually going to give you these. Can you hear her? This is live radio, folks.
There you go.
There you go.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, that's better.
So hopefully.
Right. Technical difficulties.
Yeah, hopefully you didn't miss what Tara was saying. But we were saying the astronauts were, their comments were so beautiful that they could see the contrast of the beauty of the Earth versus the vast darkness, the vast blackness. And then you look back on the Earth and it's this beautiful globe. It's this oasis and it's full of color and you can see life. It's teeming with life.
And it shines bright in the darkness. And
yeah,
it's fabulous.
It's fabulous. And one of the astronauts was commenting on trust. Oh, perfect. We have a caller on line one. So we will answer line one. Jen?
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Jen.
Good.
Thanks for calling in.
I'm calling in to, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Can you hear us?
Hold on 1 second. Talk about Tara, you posted on Facebook today the things that you have to have required for planetary indulgence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they are?
Sacramental confessions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Eucharistic communion.
Yep.
Specific prayers.
Mm-hmm. Like for the action, Holy Father and meditating on the rosary?
Right, for the Pope's intentions.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then to venerate the image of Jesus praying, Jesus, I trust in you.
Yep.
Right, the divine mm-hmm. mercy
and then
image.
Having complete detachment from sin, even venial sin. I thought that was, I knew some of them, I didn't know all of them, so that was very helpful.
Yeah.
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 We've been doing a lot of studying up for today's show. You're really going to enjoy today's show.
Yes.
A lot of new knowledge on divine mercy.
Yeah, we have some fun new facts to share.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you were just there in Poland in September?
Yes, as a matter of fact. How about that?
Yes.
It was an anniversary year. Don't quote me on what anniversary. Was it 20?
I think it was 25
years. 25 years.
Since she became a saint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when we were in Europe with Kathleen, we flew through Poland, and we went to see John Paul II mm-hmm. and St. Faustina, who's a personal favorite of mine.
Yeah.
And it was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Very moving to go there.
Yes, it is. It's very moving. And then when it's like anything else, when you visit the Holy Land and then go back and read scripture, and when you visit a saint like that, their hometown or where they, you know, their convent was and where they experienced all these apparitions, it's amazing to go back and reread there. It
takes
just
on
gives
a new,
you,
like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going to the moon and looking down at the earth and then reading
exactly.
Genesis.
Exactly. That's exactly right. It's very
well,
true.
What was really nice about this, too, was it says for those unable to attend Mass, like if you're sick, a planetary indulgence is still available by reciting the prescribed prayers before the image of Jesus with a repentant heart. How beautiful is that? So if there's someone who's sick and can't get to Mass.
That is.
That's mercy.
Yes.
It. So I'd never thought of that before.
Mm-hmm. Fathomless, endless mercy of our Lord, right? The fathomless, endless mercy. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you. That's a great thing.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And I'll see you guys at the retreat this weekend.
All right.
Yeah, we're so excited. We're ready to
so
go.
Excited.
You'll be ready with all kinds of new meditations after the show today.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. So listen in. Get your pen.
Listening in.
Get your pen.
Take
and paper.
Your notes.
Okay. Get my pen and paper ready.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks
Jen.
For calling.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah. So that was fabulous. That was a fun phone call.
Yeah.
Way to post, Tara. Way to inspire the people with your Facebook posts.
But yeah. We've been so involved in learning as much as we can.
Yeah,
about divine mercy that I was so moved. I put it on Facebook.
Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were saying with the astronauts, they had to trust each other, and we thought that was fun because it really tied into the theme of trust with Jesus and the divine mercy and the beauty of the earth and how not to take that for granted. So as our little opening prayer today, we were going to pray Psalm 8, which ironically was in Mass this morning anyway, yeah. Which is so funny. So I thought, oh, maybe that was really meant to be. It was in Mass this morning, and we picked it without even knowing it. So this is a Psalm of David. Lord, our Lord, how awesome is your name throughout all the earth. I will sing of your majesty above the heavens with the mouths of babes and infants. You have established a bulwark against your foes to silence enemy and avenger. When I see your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars that you set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him little less than a god, crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him rule over the works of your hands, put all things at his feet, all sheep and oxen, even beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatever swims the paths of the sea. Lord, our Lord, how awesome is your name through all the earth.
Amen.
Amen. And that's a beautiful preparation to prepare your heart. The astronomers were reminding us a lot about the beauty of the earth and the gift that we have of living on this earth and what a gift it is, that life mm-hmm. is a gift. And
they were marveling at the limitless grandeur of God.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing that Psalm 8 is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And how small we are as
yeah.
humans in
yep.
this vastness of creation.
Mm-hmm.
And that the Lord set his love upon us.
Yes.
Such a large degree.
Yeah. And that always reminds me of the Mother Angelica story where she was talking about Genesis and how the Lord gave her, enlightened her mind and gave her a vision, I believe it was, of the Genesis story. And he showed her the vast sea of nothingness, right? The vast darkness, the vast blackness. And then he showed her all these souls, like they were like little twinkling lights. And as he moved across them, he was studying who was who, right? And out of all the billions and billions and billions of souls that were there, he called her forth, right? And he mm-hmm. moved past a lot of other ones, called her soul forth into being. And then he explained to her that he loved her so much that he couldn't live without her. And so he called her forth into being. And Mother Angelica obviously goes on to extend that blessing and that to say that's true for all of us, that Jesus loves us so much. He loves us with a father's love, with a father's heart, and he just wants the best for us,
right?
Which is why he gave us saints like Faustina to give us this beautiful feast day, which is this weekend, the Divine Mercy,
which is all about love,
which is all about love and
how
trust
much he loves us.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we just have to trust in that love.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
yeah
it. Divine mm-hmm. mercy in a nutshell.
Divine mercy. So I think
what is divine mercy?
Yeah. Go for it.
So the quick facts are divine mercy is celebrated on the second Sunday of Easter. It commemorates God's infinite mercy, and mm-hmm. it's a devotion based on Saint Faustina Kowalska's visions.
Mm-hmm.
Officially JP2 established Divine Mercy Sunday in the year 2000, and it offers planetary indulgences,
mm-hmm.
which we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the novena that goes with it that begins on Good Friday.
Yes.
And ends on Divine Mercy Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a day of thanksgiving for the goodness God has shown to man
mm-hmm.
In the whole Easter mystery.
Right.
And just encourages us to trust in his mercy.
Yeah. Absolutely. And even though it was just instituted in the year 2000, it began, this mission of our Lord began with St. Faustina in the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
He instructed Maria Faustina Kowalska she was a Polish nun, and she was to record these revelations in her diary. And that's where we extract the chaplet from.
Yes.
And the chaplet is part of this novena, this nine-day novena that starts typically on Good Friday. That's what it was designed for, and it goes 9 days.
But you could say it any time.
But you can say it any time of the year. Mm-hmm. And it comes with beautiful graces. Mm-hmm. And as we were looking into the significance of this.
But it goes with the image.
It goes with the image.
He had her have the mm-hmm. image painted.
Yes, exactly. To show the rays of Jesus' blood and water, right? Coming out from his side.
Heart.
Coming out of his, right. Mm-hmm. The rays of his heart. I was thinking of him on the cross. And Kathleen was just reminding us on Tuesday how about the crucifix and wearing a crucifix with Christ on the crucifix, not just a plain crucifix.
Not just plain cross, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that he's very much alive. She always reminds us of that. But that his wounds, its streams of grace flow through those wounds. And mm-hmm. that they're very powerful. They're very much alive. He's very much alive. The graces are alive. It's this isn't just some stagnant prayer that we're praying. When we're praying, we're entering into some really mm-hmm. beautiful, divine prayers and
And St. Faustina really focuses on the heart.
Yeah.
Because the blood and water that came out of the heart, the blood crushed sin and the water wiped away death, right? Cleansed us and, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. washed away blood, sin, and death. So the picture was painted. There's a whole story we won't go into, but you could Google that about the painter and, you know, mm-hmm. how the painting came to be.
Mm-hmm.
But you know the painting. Yep. My mercy with the two rays, Jesus, I trust in you. He wanted that written on
yes.
the painting.
Yes, that
he was
the major.
Specific with her about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
it was
the great
specifically
hour
for
of
these
mercy
days and times. Yeah,
it's 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an acronym for everything Saint Faustina, which a priest came up with in around 2012.
Yeah,
and he called it Finch.
Mm-hmm. Just like the bird, the Finch.
Just like the bird, it was the feast day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get it right.
We were like, all we right, got when this. That's
when
not
we get the
problem.
Finch. We'll tell you what it is.
You had to bring up the Finch. Well, now no one's going to forget what the Finch is.
Where's the paper with Finch? Oh, my goodness. We know what Finch is. Oh, it's that the feast, the image.
The image, yeah, that's...
is it the 9-day novena?
Yeah, novena.
The feast, the image, novena, chaplet, and at the third hour.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Finch, those are the key things for divine mercy.
Yes. That's beautiful.
Okay, let's get to stuff we do know.
Sorry.
Do you want to talk about the novena first? Or this first?
Go ahead. We can go into the novena.
Okay, mm-hmm. So the novena that was given to her, we're going to go in depth into novena, but Jesus gave her different prayers, different people to pray for each of the 9 days of the novena.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, the first day he wanted her to pray, or us to pray, for all of mankind, especially sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Because this consoles him in his bitter grief, because the loss of souls really affects Jesus. It really,
well, it rips at his heart. Yeah. I mean, it's not just, it's a very, it's very painful for him. He came and he suffered and he died for each and every one of us. Just like the Mother Angelical story we were opened with. She was so impressed by the fact that he moved past so many souls, but he called forth to exactly precisely who he meant to call forth into life.
Right.
And
he doesn't want to lose anyone.
And he doesn't want to lose anyone. And that's what the Father's will is as well. That's what he promises, Father.
And this is a powerful novena that he gave to Sister Faustina, mm-hmm. Saint Faustina. So the second day for the souls of priests and religious, and what I find wonderful about this is he says they gave him strength to endure his bitter passion.
Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, Pope Leo's prayer intentions for the month of April is the priests. Mm-hmm. We're to be praying for the priests, and especially those who are struggling, the priests that are struggling.
Because they are the channel through which his mercy flows out to all of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
So pray for your priests, as Kathleen always does and says.
Yeah.
And then the third day, bring him all the devout and faithful souls and immerse them in his mercy. They also brought him consolation on the way to the cross in his ocean of bitterness. So even reading the beginning part of the devotion of the chaplet is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And then the fourth day is those who do not believe in God. He was also thinking of them during his passion. And their future zeal comforted his heart with an ocean of mercy.
So yeah. It's like the prodigal son, right?
Bring people in, and right?
All of heaven rejoices, right? Every time a soul returns to the Lord, all of heaven rejoices. And the church is not complete without them. So go out there and invite them home.
Yes. And know that you are comforting him in his passion.
Yeah. And there's been a couple beautiful stories. You even had a beautiful story of sharing with somebody that it was Divine Mercy weekend approaching, and the person that you were talking to wasn't aware of Divine Mercy. They hadn't heard of it. And you explained it to them, and it moved their heart. And it ended up being, that could be a really beautiful new faith journey for that soul.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
she actually went to confession.
Yes, she went to confession for the first time in many, many years.
Many, many years.
And that was just a, you were just out and about at
doing
a school event. Doing a thing.
Doing
yeah.
a thing.
No, you weren't calling forth souls, and you weren't, right?
It was everyday conversation.
You were every
that
day.
Led to inspiration.
Yeah. And it was like a, that was like an encounter. Yeah. And that was a beautiful.
And she thanked me.
Yeah.
For peer pressure, she called it.
Well, that's so funny.
That's how they people take it sometimes.
Yes,
and I wasn't
peer pressure.
Being anything but me. I wasn't saying, oh, you know,
yeah.
stone for, you know, I wasn't saying anything like that. I just said,
it was
in
every,
this time and, you know, in this day and the time and kind of situation the world's in. It's divine mercy. Everything gets washed away. Not only your sins,
but
the punishment for your sins. And that's the beauty of divine mercy. And as you always say, it's not like regular plenary indulgence.
It's really a special.
It's a special
it's
one.
A special grace that
this
he's giving us.
Right from the Lord.
Yeah.
Zach DiCarlo.
Yeah. And that's how much he loves us. I mean, he's really showing the depths of the love. If we can't figure it out from his crucifixion story, I mean, what does he have to do to get our attention, right? And to get the point across that he loves us to the point of folly, to the point of, you know, it's...
Yeah, that he loves us.
That he loves us like a...
So much that he has agony when we walk
yeah,
away.
When, yeah, when and it literally tears at his heart.
Give love in return. Right? So on the fifth day, bring me the souls who have separated from my church. During my bitter passion, they tore at my body and my heart, that is, my church. As they return to unity with the church, my wounds heal, and in this way, they alleviate my passion. I just got Holy Spirit goosebumps all over for that one.
Yeah, there you go.
That's amazing. You can actually alleviate Jesus's pain during his passion through prayer.
Through prayer.
Loving prayer for these other people.
And that's what we'll talk about in the second half of the hour, right?
Oh, we had
the wounds
half.
And I know it goes fast.
I know it better. Okay, day six. Today, bring me meek and humble souls and souls of little children. They most closely resemble my heart. They strengthen me during my bitter agony. I see them as earthly angels who will keep vigil at my altars. I pour out upon them whole torrents of grace. Only the humble souls are capable of receiving my grace. I favor humble souls with my confidence.
Yeah.
So Jesus loves the little children.
Yeah. And he's calling all groups of people here, right? He's really not leaving anybody out.
Right.
Those who have left the church, the priests, those who have gone wayward, right? The sinners,
faithful,
the faithful. He's calling us all.
So the seventh day is souls who especially venerate and glorify my mercy. These souls sorrowed most over my passion and entered most deeply into my spirit. They're living images of my compassionate heart. They will shine with special brightness in the next life.
See that?
Not one of them will go into the fire of hell. I shall particularly defend each one of them at the hour of death. That's those who venerate and glorify my mercy, and that's what we'll do this weekend at Divine Mercy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if you're not signed up, I think there's still time to sign up. Mm-hmm. Malvern Retreat House.
Friday night to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And this one goes a little longer on Sunday because Divine Mercy's at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it probably goes till 4.
Mm-hmm.
But a very special retreat.
It's going to be a very special retreat.
Mm-hmm. And then day 8. Souls who are detained in purgatory, immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. Let the torrents of my blood cool down their scorching flames. So people in purgatory do suffer greatly.
Yeah.
And he's saying, bring them his mercy.
Bring them
as well.
His mercy. Mm-hmm. Which is beautiful to think that you can pray. You know, we all know you can pray for the souls of purgatory, but that those prayers really take effect. And I've heard time and time again that when you pray for those souls, they will in turn pray for you.
Right.
And that can be a very powerful way to pray when you're in trouble. You pray for those souls of purgatory and they'll return with great fervor the prayers
because
for you.
Because our prayers have power. Prayer mm-hmm. is powerful.
Prayer is very that. Powerful. Mm-hmm.
And the 9th and last day is today bring me the souls who have become lukewarm and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. These are the souls that wound my heart most painfully. My soul suffers the most dreadful loathing in the Garden of Olives because of lukewarm souls.
Mm-hmm.
They were the reason I cried out, Father, take this cup away from me if it be your will. For them, the last hope of salvation is to run to my mercy. I mean, in today's day and age, there's a lot of lukewarm souls that people that were, I know a lot of the youth is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think our job is to encourage more mm-hmm. people to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's like the parable of the seeds, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to get some rocky ground, you get some rich soil, you're going to get some that come back and sprout up real quick and then fall away again. So we would have to pray that there's this big movement that they come back, but that they really embrace our Lord and really develop a love relationship with our Lord, because that's what he's asking for. That's what they say, right? Love that loves so much is love so little in return.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you love, it compels you to action.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Divine Mercy.
That is the chaplet. Novena. And then the chaplet that you say within the novena.
Correct.
Right? We were having that debate. We were confusing ourselves a little bit.
So now we go into St. Faustina.
Yeah. And when you're praying the chaplet, we hate to assume that everybody knows the chaplet, right? Right. So it's very easy to find. It's prayed like the rosary.
Mm-hmm.
And except for the Our Father has a different prayer, Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. And in place of the Hail Mary beads, you would say, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And then you follow that. And there's 5 decades, just like the rosary, like we said. But it would be important, what we're going to go through today is there's... What do you want to say? You want to focus on the 5 wounds of Christ,
right?
In particular, when you're praying.
Well, when he gave Faustina these instructions, there were 3 main themes.
Mm-hmm.
The streams of mercy that come through the wounds, the mystical participation, which mm-hmm. she experienced at a higher level, invisible stigmata, and the union of your suffering with his.
So mm-hmm.
break those down.
Yeah. The streams of mercy, St. Faustina had recorded that Jesus told her, from all my wounds, like from streams, mercy flows for souls, right?
Right.
So in particular, the wound of his heart, that is the fountain of unfathomable mercy. Mm-hmm. And while all wounds are sources of grace, she emphasized that the wound in his heart was the most important. Oop, time for a break. We'll be right back. Soon.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, welcome back. And I am Marta Kyle.
And I am Tara Wolfington.
And this is Here I Am, Lord. And today we're focusing primarily on the Divine Mercy, because that's what's coming up this weekend. And we were just giving you a little quick brief overview before we jump into something a little bit deeper. We were just summarizing that there's three main themes within the Divine Mercy that Christ relayed to St. Faustina. The first one is the streams of mercy, and that's the wounds of the heart and the rays and his fountain of unfathomable mercy, mm-hmm. the two rays. And the second theme is mystical participation, and that focuses on, well, she had the invisible stigmata, yes. and she felt the physical pains and wounds of Christ. She didn't have the visible marks, but she felt the pains. And those are the five wounds, the hands, the feet, the side. I'm sure she felt the crowning and other things too, but we're going to focus on the hands, the feet, and the side.
Yes.
And she often felt those pains, especially when a soul was in a dark spiritual state or in need of prayer. And then he asked her to be in union with their suffering and offer it to his suffering. So to marry those two together, right. to bring them to.
Right.
As to make them one.
And something we can do too.
And that's something, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
When we...
That we're meant
suffering.
To model after her, right? He gave her this formula, and we're meant to model this.
She did it at a higher level of she actually experienced the crucifixion. She actually experienced everything in his passion, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. She probably
and
got
it's
it all,
offer
but...
it up, and it's an opportunity to trust.
Mm-hmm.
Offer up your suffering, an mm-hmm. opportunity to trust the Lord.
Yeah, and unite it to Christ's sufferings. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then the third theme is the contemplative practices. And Faustina encouraged specific ways to meditate on these wounds. One is the Divine Mercy Chaplet. She was instructed by Mother Mary to fix her gaze upon the Passion and suggested meditating on each of the five wounds during the five decades of the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to jump into. We're going to mm-hmm. talk about it. And she liked to focus on these five wounds, especially during adoration. She said she felt an extreme flow of grace enter into her when she was before the Blessed Sacrament. And she would actually greet his wounds, right? She had salutations yes. mm-hmm. to greet each of the wounds.
Mm-hmm.
So
because each wound has a repairing power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So each one is a different spiritual healing and atonement.
Mm-hmm.
Each one would give you.
Yeah. Right?
Each wound is legal tender paid for a specific debt.
Yes. And she would receive torrents of graces each time she would greet these wounds. So the we'll give you a brief overview real quick. So the right hand, we know that the right hand is the blessing hand. Mm-hmm. And the reflection on the graces lavished upon us despite our perverse obstinacy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We get stuck in our ways and our sinfulness. Right? I love you, Lord, not yet. And we're atoning for obstinacy and failing to do all actions in accordance with the will of God. So that's the right hand. It is the blessing hand. And we're reflecting on our perverse obstinacy. And we're atoning for that. Failing to do actions.
It's in sins of omission. Mm-hmm. The right hand. Instead of blessing people, we should be reaching out. We're not. We should be reaching out and helping people with charitable acts. And it's when we refuse to share our blessing. It's any sin of omission. The right hand. Yep. Sorry.
Yeah. And then the left hand. Go ahead.
The left hand should be a reflection on being spared eternal damnation, right? But what we need, what it atones for, Christ being having the wound of the left hand, is the sins of others and to disarm the justice of God provoked by our own failings. So those are sins of action. So the right hand is omission and the left hand is action, sins of action. Things that we have done, anger, steal, you know, Ten Commandments, Ten Commandments kind of stuff.
And then we move on to the right foot, and the right foot, the reflection is on the torture and shedding of blood endured to punish our wanderings, right? So the guilty pleasures, unbridled passions, and that lead us away from God.
Right. So, so the right foot.
That is the right foot.
First step away from the path of the Lord. And then the left foot, so the reflection of the left foot is love that pursued us even as we were on the way to ruin. So when we meditate on the left foot, we atone for stubborn rebellion, the thorns and brambles of our personal sin. So it's unholy wandering. It's walking towards sin and selfish goals. So that's a reflection of the left foot.
Yes. And then, of course, the sacred side, and that's the fountain of mercy. It's the heart of Christ. It's the... the last, he shed every drop of blood down to the last drop, right? Blood and water flowed out of his heart. And it was for us. Kathleen talked about that on Tuesday, too. He did it for you. He did it for me. He did it. And she was naming different people that he did it for all of us, essentially. And what we're atoning for is unbelief and the rejection of God's love. And it's the ultimate refuge for great sinners.
So she goes into that a lot, the heart. It was very special to Faustina, it's, that wound in particular, which the rays, you know, the rays come out of. And you and I love Saint Longinus, right?
Yeah,
Saint Longinus, he's the one, I love Longinus. Yeah. I never said his name right.
Yeah.
He's the one that speared our Lord in the side and actually got the true washing from the blood and water that came from the heart of Jesus.
Yes. And he converted immediately, right? I think he did an immediate conversion.
Great conversion.
And a suffered. Hard life. Yeah, if you ever want to read up on him, he had a hard life. Yes. He really.
Yeah.
He atoned.
Yes.
So yes, the heart,
that's
indeedy.
What we were talking about, the key themes of her diary. Right? And it was the power of his heart.
Yeah.
The wellspring of compassion. When souls return to unity with the church, his wounds are healed, and it alleviates his passion.
Yeah, that's a beautiful...
That's a call to action. That makes you really, that makes me, all of this really makes me feel like I want to do the right thing.
And also when you're praying this chaplet, don't just rip through it. I always hear people say, oh, the chaplet, it's so easy to pray. You can pray it in 5 minutes. You can just, you know, you can pray it in 7 minutes, whatever it is. It would be nice to take your time, slow down, and really contemplate these wounds and really enter into the streams of graces that Christ is offering us and call souls with you. Don't just pray for yourself or your own family, which is fine. You can, obviously. But call all the souls in that are pertinent to each of the wounds.
Right.
And then you can save a lot of souls through God's grace. It's God's grace that's saving the souls. But... you know, you can participate with him.
You're an accessory prayer.
Yeah, so the general greeting of salutation that she, that St. Faustina would say was, I salute you, a wound, say, of the left hand, and I hide myself within you, right? And then she would call all the souls in that pertained to the
All of the world, the and offenses. Everyone that she was praying for in particular. But she thought of more than just the five wounds. She also brought in the crown of thorns.
The crown, and the stripping and the
crown
of thorns.
You want to talk about the impure
The impure thoughts. Mm-hmm. To atone for the, and then sin begins, and usually sin, that's where it starts. It starts in the thought, right? And the crown of thorns was actually ripped off, if you read The Passion of Christ, Luisa Picaretta's 24 Hours, he shares with us that the crown was ripped off his head three times.
And put back on.
And put back on.
Forcibly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's for our thoughts, because most sin starts in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the thorns, they pierced him. They pierced through his eye, the back of his head, his ear. I mean, it's... I don't even know how he did it.
Because we were talking about in today's society, your eye is where a lot of sin is invited in. You know, anywhere you look.
Anywhere you look.
And then when he was stripped for a lack of modesty, that was a punishment he took for our lack of modesty.
Mm-hmm.
And then the scourging was for the punishment
impurity.
He took for our impurity.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Faustina does say she experienced the scourging with him.
Yep.
So that's the wound, the reflection, and what the reparation that each wound atones for us. That's great love.
That is great love. And he suffered it intensely for each and every one of us. And again, the greeting is, I salute you, O wound of, and it would be the right hand, the left hand, the feet, and obviously the side. But when it came to the greeting of the side, she would focus on, that's where we get the prayer, O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. That was her salutation for the heart wound.
Right. So when you start each decade, if you will, right, of the chaplet, she would start, I salute you, O wound of, and then the five, right
the
hand,
right,
left
yeah.
hand, right foot, left foot, and the side.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And she greeted each wound as an open gate. She understood that each wound was an open gate to heaven and asking to be enclosed within it so she would never depart from his love. That's really beautiful.
Right. And saying that we can do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We can ask to be hidden inside the wounds.
Yeah. And then you can also pray for strength from the wounds. So you can call all souls in and pray that way. But then when you need strength, when you're weak, when you have something monumental, actually on Tuesday, a lot of people were typing into the chat that they're going through a lot right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can pray this chaplet with the intentions that we just reviewed and with the intention of gaining strength from these wounds, the strength
and
that we're lacking.
And she has a specific prayer to gain strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to read it?
She says, O Jesus, stretched out upon the cross, when this will of God seems to be very harsh and difficult to fulfill, may power and strength flow upon me from your wounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful.
So anytime something was
prayer.
Difficult for her, which was a lot if you've ever read her diary, she was sent to.
Yeah. The saints never really have an easy ride, do they?
No. But she always seems to be sent into dark places where there's dark souls or dark beings or dark.
Yeah.
You know,
she had
sent into a lot of. She must have been saying that prayer a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she had some other. Oh, and her other thing that she loved the heart. I mean, she loved all the wounds, but she loved the heart. But the other was for the feet, right?
And she would often, it was said that she would often hold the feet at the crucifix. Like when she was in adoration, she would hold Christ's feet.
Right.
And then she would kiss the sacred wound. I kiss the sacred wound of your love. And she would.
For her feet, yeah.
Because
the feet are how we walk away.
Yeah.
So when we walk away.
Walk towards sin, walk away from God.
Walk to the wide path.
Yeah.
Walk away from the narrow path.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that wounds him when we walk away from him. He loves us so much. So she would hold his feet and kiss them and say, I kiss the sacred wound of your love. Right.
Yeah.
And then she would ask to disarm the justice of God and win the conversion of souls. She said, when you honor the feet, you disarm the justice of God and you win the conversion of souls. Right.
Yeah. So there's a lot of depth to this chaplet and there's a lot of depth to this novena. So even if we, so after I learned all of this, so a lot of this is new information to me. I mean, I've been guilty of picking up the novena, reading the intention for the day, praying it, and trying, doing your best to pray it with fervor and stuff. But I definitely was not contemplating the wounds, the meaning of the, I mean, I really, sometimes I do in different situations, but if you're just in adoration and you're.
Well, I knew you did the right hand, the left hand.
Yeah, I knew that.
The left foot. But then you said you're supposed to start with the left. I didn't know that. I always started with the right. But I didn't know it went even deeper than that.
Yeah.
And that each wound he suffered for specific sins. Like you were, like we were discussing, it wasn't just that the Romans were brutal and they just decided to do these things to him. Every single punishment he took was atone repairing for certain sins of humanity.
And he was redoing all our acts and repairing for all that sin. Because it all had to be, I mean, that's the justice of God. These sins have to be answered for.
Right.
And instead of making us answer for them, he answered for us. Because that's the only way they would be, it had to be someone divine answering to these sins. Because it was divine love. These were divine gifts. These are divine. Right. And so human love, human blood, human gifts, it's not going to do the job. It had to be someone divine that took on our humanity to repair for all of this.
Right. And then we're helping, obviously.
Conquering sin and death.
Is if you pray with devotion and meditate on the wounds and what they meant to the Lord and what he suffered for us, that you are winning back souls for him, that you are intervening for other souls. And any time that you have any kind of pain or suffering, if you unite it with him, you're actually alleviating his pain on the cross and welcoming other people into heaven, into unity with God.
You're helping save souls, yeah.
And that we can all say, hide me in your wounds.
Yeah, it's not hard to remember.
Yeah. The wounds are open portals. They're open. And the divine flows through them.
And the graces flow through them, yeah.
So if you come and come inside. Right?
That's a beautiful invitation, actually.
It is.
Then we were going to go through, even if it's just one of the wounds, the meditation. Do you want to read that?
Okay, let's see.
Because we only have 10 minutes.
Okay, well, it's sort of a whole guided meditation.
But just to give you an example.
It's not each wound, it's a three.
Right. That's fine. Even if we only have time for one, at least you're giving the example of how to do it. Yeah.
So this is a beautiful guided meditation to enter the wounds of divine mercy. So we start in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So you take a deep breath in and release it, and just allow your body to become still and your heart to become quiet. If you can sit down right now, if you're making dinner or whatever, it's just a nice couple minutes. Enter into the scene. Imagine you're standing before Jesus. He is clothed in white, his hand raised in blessing. From his heart, two rays are flowing. One red, one pale. The red ray is his blood. The pale ray is water. They gently flow towards you. Let the rays reach you. They are mercy. They are healing. They are love. Now allow your gaze to move to the wounds of Jesus. They are not frightening. They are radiant, alive, and filled with light. They are not wounds of defeat. They are openings of mercy. Streams of grace flowing for you. Gently approach his feet. See the wound where the nail pierced through. All the times you have wandered, all the times you have strayed. Now, quietly say in your heart, I salute you, a wound of your feet, and I hide myself within you. And let yourself rest there. Now look to his hands, pierced yet open. The hands that were wounded are the same hands that bless. Think of your actions, your choices. Offer them now. I salute you, O wound of your hand, and I hide myself within you. Let his mercy cover all that you have done. Now come a little closer to his side. The wound is open. From it flows blood and water. This is the fountain, the source of all mercy. Say slowly, O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. Now imagine you are not outside of his heart, you are inside of it, held, safe, completely loved. If you carry pain, offer it now. Jesus does not waste suffering. He transforms it. Say quietly, Jesus, unite my suffering with yours. Let him receive it. Now bring to mind someone in need, someone struggling, someone far from God. Place them gently inside the wound of his heart. Enclose them there. They are safe. They are loved. They are held in mercy. Now expand this image. See the whole world. Draw it into his wounds. Every soul, every fear, every burden resting inside of him. Then gently pray, Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Rest one last moment and say slowly, Jesus, I trust in you.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that a great, peaceful meditation?
Yeah. And what a way to pray the chaplet. It's very different than the way I've been praying the chaplet.
Yeah. Right hand, left hand. In 7 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then it just opens your mind and your heart to the richness of this devotion and the beauty of this devotion. And it does pull you in to his heart, and it pulls you into
the peace.
The peace and the sincerity. I mean, I loved the part when you said someone who's far away from God, enclose them in the heart of Jesus. You forget that sometimes. You forget to do these things.
And because they're safe when you do that.
And they're safe.
There's so many parents out there who worry about where and what their kids are doing.
Yeah.
Put them in the heart.
Put them in the heart.
And the whole world.
And wrap them in the rosary. Right? Kathleen always says, wrap them in the rosary.
Exactly.
Put them in the heart. But these are beautiful devotions that we have to remind ourselves of.
Well, and this divine mercy is really a special, special gift from the Lord.
Especially in this time that we're in. We're in a very, we're in a time in history that's, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. Not really stable.
Yeah.
A lot of evil and a lot of.
Yeah.
And a and lot if of you good. Can, and a lot of good.
Yeah.
Focus on the good.
So if we can focus in and hone in, it's bound to be a really beautiful way to pray this devotion and join in with the whole world, because I think a lot of people will be praying the chaplet and the novena.
And asking for mercy.
And asking for mercy. And asking for strength, because sometimes the Lord gives us, he throws some curveballs at us, and they're hard to, people are dealing with a lot right now.
Yeah.
And
he's really saying, unite your pain and struggle with mine.
And he will take care of you.
Sum it all up.
Yeah. So today we did invite you to reflect on the profound mystery of the divine mercy. And that's as they were revealed through our beautiful Saint Faustina Kowalska, right? And she really did come to understand that the wounds of Christ are not marks of defeat, but living fountains of mercy. And from each wound flows grace, streams of healing for a broken world. I mean, for a time such as this, boy. Woohoo. And at the center of them all is his heart, the wellspring of unfathomable compassion and mercy. So there's hope. This is a real message of hope.
And trust.
And trust.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid. Even if you've been, I keep saying, away from the church or away from confession or away, like your story. That was a beautiful story. Because that your friend was a little bit nervous because she hadn't been in so many years.
Right.
Yeah.
Decades. So if you've been away for decades, have no fear.
Don't be afraid.
I said to her, the priests have heard it all. You're not the only one that's been away for a long period of time.
Yeah. And then so we reviewed the deeper and, you know, she was given a deeper, more difficult grace, the mystical participation in Christ's suffering. And we talked about that. And we're all capable of participating mystically in Christ's sufferings. And we don't have to, sometimes I think you don't have to go asking for it. He will bring it to you. He'll give it to you.
No one gets away without a story.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he did reveal to her a really powerful truth that those who share in his suffering on earth will share in his glory. That's a beautiful reality.
They'll shine brighter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you think you're the one that gets it all in the world, you're going to get it all in the afterlife, too.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, you're going to be shining bright, baby.
But not only for you, but your pain becomes redemptive for other people, too, if you unite it with the Lord.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes it a little bit more worthwhile, right? So it's not pointless. Our pain and our suffering, it's never pointless, and it's never for naught. He's always growing us.
But until we studied this, I always felt like, it was a wound into this, and he suffered for me. But it wasn't until we did this and dug in that the love really wrapped around it all, and I really felt it in a different way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a quick wrap up. The hands pierced for our actions, the feet wounded for our wandering, and the side opened as a refuge for all of humanity.
So beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you can salute each wound. O wound, I hide myself within you. And then, O blood and water which gush forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. It's not just poetry. It is a way of living. It's a way of trusting. It's healing. It's strengthening. You know?
Mm-hmm.
All in one chaplet. Who knew? It's a beautiful, beautiful devotion. So thank you for tuning in with us today.
We
have about a minute
you.
Left. We love having you. We appreciate you. We love you. And again, Gloria Duca, please remember her in your prayers and all the deceased, especially at this time during Divine Mercy Weekend. It's actually a beautiful time to remember souls.
Mm-hmm.
And next we have Dr. Anton Raimondo. So please stay tuned for Dr. Anton. He will be hosting his program, Signed, Sealed, and Delivered. Dr. Anton invites you to call in with any questions or comments. And when you listen in, he'll give you the number that you're to call in. And we wish you a happy and blessed Easter. And
happy
again,
Divine Mercy
Sunday. God bless you all.
God bless you. And
yeah,
may he shine his light upon you.
Mm-hmm.
In this Easter season.
We love you.
And we mean it.
So thank you.
Really.
Thank you. That was beautiful. That was a lot of information, but it was beautiful.
Yeah. Enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Till we meet again.
God bless.
Are we still on? Okay, so there is room at Divine Mercy if you want to go.
On.
There is room if you want to go to the retreat this weekend. Call Malvern Retreat Center.
Yeah.
And if we don't cut off, we'll give you the phone number. Okay, we're cutting off.
It's time. Okay.
Bye.
Thanks.
Join us again next week as we explore scripture reflections, personal stories, and practical encouragement, leading us to say, yes, here I am, Lord.